Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We learn Pele Yoitz and Ois Gimel, discussing Gezel still on the topic of being careful not to steal in Shir number 223. The Pele Yoitz begins with the Pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Gezel Oviv V'imoy. One who steals from his father and mother. It's a hard words to say. Hard words to say. But a person steal from his father and mother? That's one of the lowest of the lows. Goizel ovi v'imoy. V'oimer. And then the person says, ein pasha. Then he says, I didn't do anything wrong. Ein pasha. No sin here. Chover hula ish mashris, says Shlomo HaMelech. This person is a chover, he's a buddy, he's a friend. Ish mashris, to a destructive person. Says the Pele Yoitz now. Vehein b'ovoin. Unfortunately, he says, due to our averus. Yesh harbi bonim. He says, unfortunately, there are many children, harbi bonim, hamisprotzim, who have breached, like a parrot, breached the boundaries of correct behavior. Asher lo emun bom v'goizlim avim v'imam. Unfortunately, have the upbringing is not the way they're living their lives. And they steal from their fathers and mothers. What's their attitude? I'm the child, so I'll take what I want. Now, there's no question a healthy father-son-daughter relationship, mother-daughter relationship, is that the parent is not makpid, and that the parent is not strict. And what's mine is yours, shali shalcha. There's no question about it. There are stories, unfortunately, where parents are very wealthy and the grandchildren are walking around with shoes that don't fit them. And they want the children to be able to make it on their own. In the meantime, the grandchildren, the parents don't have the money. Unfortunately, there are situations like this. And it's very sad. Here he's talking about a situation where the children take the matters in their own hands and they say, of course, I'm the child. Of course, I can take whatever I want. Now, when the parents are makbid, it's called stealing. Now, parents should not be makbid. They should not be strict about it. I'm not saying that the parents should give every single child unlimited amount of the credit card. Here he's discussing stealing from the parents, and then unfortunately the parents leave this world, and then he's Meir Heter. He says, you know what, I'm a child. So even if one would say I took it incorrectly, but Lamaisa, I'm a Yorish, I inherit. So once again, it's all mine. Mamash, he's such a lamdan. You see that? Such a lamdan. Now that's the Yetzirah. He's chavir hu l'ish mashchis. He's a buddy-buddy with a destructive person. It's a reference to the one that some learn is the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah talking. Now, the truth is, in Hilchos Yerusha, in the laws of inheritance, if there are siblings, so now he's stealing from them. He stole from the father. Stole. Now, after the father passes on, gets divided. Now he's stealing from the siblings. So even though he's supposed to get a portion of it, not all of it. This is a gezel. Who would think of a gezel like this? This is called gezel. Another important topic that the Pelioids is talking about here in this talk of Gezel, we spoke about it briefly in other times on this Sasogia here, is that of Gezel from the Rabbim, stealing from the public. Mamu oid, tzorich lizor begezel de Rabbim. How much you have to be very careful. He doesn't say ma'oid by every single time. Now, it's not a rishon, but you see the words here. I have to be very careful not to steal from the rabbim. Don't steal from the public. So he's discussing false weights and measurements and overcharging and certain wares or business. But any asset of stealing from the rabbim. And we spoke about in the past about bringing the children to shul when they belong at home. Because when they come to shul, they run around wreaking havoc and destroying things. Then the board gets together. Then we have a new campaign. Upkeep of the shul. Upkeep of the shul. Oh, it's a big mitzvah. We have to upkeep. Why do they have to raise $50,000 now for upkeep of the shul? Because the parents are bringing their shuls and they think it's a babysitter place and they're running around and smashing everything. Imagine people come to their house, your own house, and have kids run in every single week, run around without any supervision. Would you allow that? Of course not. This is Hashem's house. A base medrash, base. This is Hashem's house. Who's going to stand up for Hashem's house? So that's what we have to do that. We have to show Hashem we want the Beis HaMikdash. How do you show Hashem you want the Beis HaMikdash? One way is by taking care of the basic Knesses. Taking care of the Beis HaMedrash. You take care of Dvar Mishneh B'Kedusha, then Hashem says, oh, I see you want more Kedusha. Alachas kam v'kama. He says, stealing from one person is difficult enough to find that person to repay, even more so when you steal from the many, from the masses. That's why you have to be very careful. And those who are obligated to pay their taxes, their fees to the community, who pay them the mois rois, masidin sarabim. He's talking about a situation where they're paying with improper coinage. It's not real worth. Back then there wasn't a real silver. Wasn't really worth the same value what they thought they were receiving. Once again, improper weights. Let's give an example of stealing from the rabbim. We had mentioned in the past from Rav Moshe Zatzal, one of the ways to do tshuva of a person who might have stolen from the rabbim is to give to the rabbim. V'oisamid, in that same way a person did the avera, do the tshuva. Meaning what? You give to mikvois. The community uses mikvah. Give to the shul. Pay for electricity. Pay for the bills. Give a donation. Tell them to do what you want with it. And the understanding is that somebody who you might have stolen from, a person, not you, a person might have stolen from once, will be passing by and benefiting from the air conditioning of that shul, from the tissue box of that shul, from the lighting of the shul. That's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will orchestrate it. He sees that you want to do tshuva, you want to give back to that person that you might have stolen from. And if a person tries his hardest to do the tshuva, the proper tshuva, Hashem will orchestrate it, that the person will receive was stolen from him.